Terry Bowman. He is a union worker, and he has an interesting story. Terry, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for being on the program. Tell our folks who you work for and what you do.
Sure. I'm a almost 15-year veteran of the UAW. I work for Ford Motor Company at the Rawsonville plant down in Ypsilanti Township. But I'm also president and founder of an organization called Union Conservatives.
And I recently read an op-ed piece that you wrote in the Detroit News, and it was titled, Forced Unionism is Bad for Labor. Now, I've seen this idea out there before, but not written by someone who was in a union. Well, why'd you decide to write that?
Well, because my organization, quite frankly, Tony, is more concerned with always embracing what is actually real, what actually represents truth, than furthering any kind of propaganda. So when I look at the issue of right to work, or the issue of forced unionism, I have to look at it on the outside and say, what really is the truth? What do the statistics show? And what really would benefit workers, even union workers, whether it's forced unionism or right to work? And clearly, when you look at it from the outside, right to work coming into Michigan would benefit union workers as well.
Why is that?
Well, the argument I made in the article, first of all, for many reasons, but the argument I made in the article is because right now union leadership, the union officials, currently can do whatever they want politically. One of the reasons I started my organization is because I grew very tired of the far-left political agenda that the union officials seem to be so obsessed with. Yet they claim they represent their members, although we believe, rightly so, that well over 40% of union members in the United States are conservative, and they vote that way, politically, economically, and socially. But yet the union leadership consistently have a far-left political agenda, which I would say easily is a Marxist and socialist agenda. So right now the union officials can do whatever they want in a forced unionism state, and there's nothing I can do about it. In other words, for instance, my union is the UAW, and Bob King can go around talking about social and economic justice, which I believe to be nothing more than code words for socialism and Marxism. And there's nothing I can do about it. I have to continue to support the union as a condition of employment financially. However, in a right-to-work state, the decisions, the actions of union leadership, all of a sudden become accountable and answerable to the union members for the first time. In other words, they have to think about what they're doing and the consequences of their actions. Because I can, in a right-to-work state, refuse to pay my union dues and separate from the union.
So, Terry, is what you're telling me, you like the union to handle work-related issues, but when it comes to political, social, other issues, you'd rather them not be involved?
Well, sure. Unions should not be agents of social change. I think that they are very ill-equipped to do that, even though, for instance, Richard Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO, has admitted in September 2010 that that is exactly why he became the president of the AFL-CIO. In fact, he said that he did not become president to negotiate wages. He became president because he sees it as a, quote, vehicle for mass social change to help the lots of people, unquote. And so I see that, and most other people see that and say, you know, he's not really interested in helping his workers. He's interested in furthering a worldview that many of his workers don't agree with. And so that's why we need right to work in Michigan, so that the union leaders are all of a sudden accountable and answerable to their members.
What do you think about the millions and millions of dollars that are pumped into political issues as well as to private political campaigns?
Well, private political campaigns, the unions are banned from using regular union dues to directly contribute to candidates. However, that does not mean that they cannot be involved in politics with regular union dues. So because of that, We believe that unions should just be politically neutral, plain and simple. And even though I am a conservative, I am not advocating for unions to start representing us completely and completely going over to the conservative side. What I am saying is that unions should be completely politically neutral.
What has been the feedback from union officials about unionconservatives.com?
Well, it's quite interesting. Union officials so far have left me alone. However, union workers are an interesting bunch because ever since I started as a union worker almost 15 years ago now, I have always been an open conservative, which is pretty unusual inside the unions. And when I say unusual, I mean openly conservative, where I speak my mind regardless of being persecuted for it, being marginalized and ridiculed. A lot of workers over the 15 years has come up and whispered in my ear that, hey, I support what you're saying, but I don't want to put my head out there like you do, so I'm just going to keep my head down and do my job. However, ever since the election of Barack Obama, and especially the passage of the health care reform package, these same people who were afraid to speak out are now loudly speaking out. And as I riddle the state and speak at all kinds of groups around the state about union conservatives, every single time I'm finding union workers there willing to speak up with the Tea Parties, willing to speak up with other groups who have finally said, this is enough, I've had enough.
You can read more about Terry and his group, unionconservatives.com, at www.unionconservatives.com. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you, Tony.